The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us today on Take 10. I'm Ron Aaron. We come to you every week with a look at a mental health or related issue as they affect not only caregivers, but care recipients. Carol Zernial, our co-host, is on special assignment today. Filling in is Tina Smith. Tina is a director of caregiver program operations at the WellMed Charitable Foundation. She's got a master's in social gerontology and an undergraduate degree in psychology. And Dr. Jamie Heisman, our other co-host, is here as well, a nationally known psychotherapist, an expert not only on caregiving, but on addictions as well. And we were talking recently about the whole question of a toxic relationship between the caregiver and the care recipient. Tina had mentioned off the air that what about toxic or difficult family members who may be involved in the mix and who stir things up that drive the caregiver bonkers, Jamie?
You know, I think, Tina, this is also a great topic, not just for Mental Health Awareness Month, but you know me, I think Mental Health Awareness Month should be converted to Mental Health Awareness Year. We do not talk about this. And in the caregiving space, the mental health issues abound. So I'll take this from a social worker standpoint. As a social worker, we deal with genograms, right? We deal with family systems much more than simply the one patient. Nowhere but in the world of caregiving is this more pronounced, or is this more an impediment to somebody getting well. A loved one wants just not to feel fearful. They don't want to feel, you know, with a chronic or terminal illness, that they're in an unsafe neurological environment. They're going through a lot of things already. They're feeling their mortality. They're feeling like their independence is going away. And they're desperately needing a circle of a family that's safe and that really can help them feel safe while they go through these stages. So your point about what do we do with a toxic loved one is a great point. So we have to be very, very proactive, very proactive. Now, whether you are the primary caregiver, literally the air traffic controller, closest to your mom, your dad, your brother, taking care of everything, or whether you're a geriatric care manager doing this from afar, we have to identify everybody's strengths and everybody's weaknesses. You know this better than anybody. It's almost like a quarterback and knowing who goes out for a pass and who can block. We have to find out with a caregiver's family who really is connected, who has a good mental health, who can support me with my mental health, and then who can support maybe financially. What can we literally do? First, we all have to do that assessment and evaluation, just as if you were a social worker.
I know that some of the family members that we talk to, they may have challenges along the lines of maybe the adult children don't believe that dad has dementia for real. And so they question what the caregiver is talking about. Or they have a family member that may live out of state and comes in once a year for the holidays and tries to rearrange things and set things up differently. And so we hear a lot of stories from caregivers that are having trouble navigating those families. We encourage family involvement, but sometimes that family involvement isn't so helpful.
Well, in WellMed, we do the same thing, right? I'm dealing with professional caregivers when I go from clinic to clinic or to supporting team. And actually, I do this to my daughter. I said, you know what? If you say what's on your mind, now, it's difficult and different for a toxic person to hear, and I'll get to that. But if you say what's on your mind, how you feel in the moment, okay, and you do it in a compassionate way, and then the other person has an issue with it, I always say tell them to call their therapist, because at that point in time, you've been honest in the moment, you say what you need to say, and you've imparted it. Now, most people, we talked last week, 1 out of 8 may not, but most people, 7 out of 8 will be able to own something and say, how can we meet in the middle? And okay, I understand what you're saying and what can I do here? But to that high conflict, that toxic individual that cannot do this, and clinically, you must understand they're not doing it to be mean or nefarious. They're doing it because literally they can't. This is a childhood attachment disorder. Then that group, you need to really have strong, strong boundaries around. In fact, most of them are so self-engrossed, Tina, that they don't really even want to help their loved one. Like some people really will say, you know, you do it. And then I hate to say this, but you probably have to do it. When I talk to my clients about jumping into the mud, fighting the pig, I say the pig likes it and you'll probably get muddy. So don't try to change them. You can't change the other person. So if they don't want to do it, then draw that strong boundary and find resources that can fill in for what that person can do. Whatever you do, you're not responsible for their behavior as a caregiver. You're only responsible for your response. And so you have to get one step ahead of that high conflict, toxic loved one and start game planning with a good social worker, geriatric care manager, or with the sane people in your family.
We'll pick this up in a minute. I want to take time to let folks know who may have just joined us. You're listening to Take 10. I'm Ron Aaron. We talk every week about a mental health related issue in caregiving and a whole lot more. Tina Smith is our co-host today, filling in for Carol Zernial, and Dr. Jamie Heisman is here as well. Jamie, Tina mentioned something that's really important, and that is the helicopter family member or friend who drops in periodically, having no involvement until they land and take a look, and they've got every suggestion in the world for how you could be a better caregiver.
Exactly. And they happen all the time. And I deal with parents like that too, Tina, you know, because that works the same way too. That's another place where I say strong boundaries. If you're a caregiver and listening to this, the first place I'll suggest for you to go is to YouTube and look up Brené Brown, B-R-E-N-E Brown. She's on YouTube. She's wonderful about that. But Ron, I would not be bashful. I would actually tell a loved one or mention to a loved one, direct them. I'd acknowledge their help. I will say, thank you very, very much. I know you're trying to do everything you possibly can, and we appreciate it. But on this account, this is what's working best for us right now. And draw a line and say to their loved one, I know you're interested in best outcomes. I know you want mom or dad or brother or sister to feel great and better and really grow from this experience. And so understand if it's not broke, you don't want to fix it. And therefore, trust the fact that we're going to lay out strong boundaries here and we're going to keep you engaged. Because really, that person is probably out of control in their mind. They're probably feeling guilty because they're not doing as much. And then they come in and they just force themselves like an intervention on you. So it's very important for us to have take our oxygen first, have our own mind, body as a caregiver in touch, our boundaries, but be very, very clear and compassionate, but say the truth and say it straightforwardly.
I'll tell you how my brother handled this several years ago. He was the primary caregiver for my mom. My dad had passed away. She was struggling, not with mental health issues, but with physical issues, and was in a long-term care facility. And I talked to him one day. He's in Cleveland. I'm in San Antonio. And I said, Jim, I got a couple of ideas and some things you could be doing with mom. And he said, oh, hey, that's great. Hang on a second. Oh, okay. I just checked flights. I'll have her in San Antonio in about 12 hours, pick her up at the airport, and you do what you'd like with her. I said, Jim, I got the message. I back off.
That's so funny, Ron. But, you know, your brother, God love him. I'd love to get a little therapy for him, too, because a little self-awareness of him would have said, this is not a binary decision. This is not binary. OK, you mentioned something. I'm going to ship my mom off to you. It's not like a punishment. What I would say best is, you know, Ron, I appreciate everything you're saying in the situation. And, you know, if it's not working out well, I will send mom to you. But let me take what you're saying. Maybe you have one or two good points here and let me see if they work. And we'll try it, but you don't have to get involved. And I'll report back to you with an outcome of all the great suggestions you provided. Instead of I'll ship her off, I'll put masking tape and I'll tie her legs up and put her on the next plane. So that's the tragedy of the binary person. But God love him. I'm sure he had the best intentions. And I know you, Ron, always do.
Thank you. Tina, what other situations do you hear from caregivers who talk to you at Caregiver SOS?
Well, it's a wide variety. It's a tough job. And so just managing all they're doing, just the stress that they're experiencing, may not recognize the grief that they're experiencing, watching their loved one with dementia. It's the person that they see, but it's a different person than they married maybe. Or again, those family relationships can be a challenge for a lot of people. They have trouble coming forward and being assertive, I guess.
Yeah, let me get the last word for you here, Tina. I hate to cut you off because I know time's of the essence here, but you're 100% right, Tina. The best way they can ever train themselves is to know themselves. To know oneself is to know the world. So if you're taking care as a caregiver, your mind, your body, your spirit, you're asking yourself for forgiveness and grace for all the things you have done in the past. Guess what the definition of compassion is? Saying three words, just like me. So they can actually be a better caregiver by taking care of themselves first and taking that understanding to their loved ones second. Don't you think?
10-4, little buddy. Got to stop you right there. I'm Ron Aaron with Dr. Jamie Heisman and Tina Smith. Thank you. Three of us now say goodbye on Take 10.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.